January 2nd, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I come to you as always, seeking to redirect the heart of the world. At the crux of the dangerous situation mankind finds himself in is his refusal to recognize his alienation from the will of God. I sent my mother here, Maranatha Spring and Shrine, decades ago, seeking the title Protectress of the Faith. It was not recognized as necessary by authorities here, yet the faith was floundering. Had this title been accepted and promoted, the church would have been stabilized. But there was not any heart open to the truth of mankind's relationship with God. Every time heaven intervenes by coming here and giving these messages, it is an attempt to call the heart of man back into the light of truth. Yet, just as my presence in the Eucharist is disregarded and neglected, all that I give here is most often ignored, even attacked. No one can enter the kingdom of heaven outside of God's will. God's will is holy love. I told you this when I was amongst you. However, these days every truth is challenged, without regard as to consequences. I am calling you back to the reality that your thoughts, words, and actions earn for you your eternity. If you pride yourself in opinions which oppose the truth, you cannot live with me in my kingdom of truth for all eternity. Be aware that your moment-by-moment choices affect the whole world. The future of the world rests on man's acceptance or rejection of holy love. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5, Godlessness in the Last Days. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.